McKenzie on Radio Now. Hey, we have a conversation that we want you to be a part of coming up in less than 10 minutes. So I want to throw the number out there because I definitely need to hear from you. 833-563-2539. Pork Chop said something last week. I think it was on Friday, McKenzie, when you were not here. And he was accused of being racist.
This has happened before in my history with Pork Chop.
Are you serious?
This has. I don't remember.
Do you remember the catchphrase
incident? Oh, I wasn't accused of being racist for that.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
You were.
No, I wasn't.
Well, let's talk.
Our coworkers said
hold on.
I was.
Okay,
yes.
Well, so there's multiple allegations. We're going to see if there's anything to it coming up in about 10 minutes here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Over the weekend, we teased, you might have seen it if you follow us on Instagram before everybody else, Joe and McKenzie, that my wife Lindsay and I, we have a very, very big announcement that we're really excited to make, and we've been holding it in for a little bit. Hey, good morning, babe.
Morning.
How
morning,
you doing?
Lindsay.
Morning, guys.
Hey, girl, hey.
You're so awake.
Oh, we've been up for
hours. I need to get to that level.
Thank you for waking up. Okay, we have been dying to find out this big surprise. Your hubby has been teasing us for weeks upon weeks. He was asking your permission when was the proper time to tell us, so...
But I think that's so funny because I've already told people. But
what? You've told people already?
Not a lot. Just a few.
Okay. News to me. I still think we should wait like one more week. But it's like we have to, like, you know, just make the announcement.
No, because I have to be able to like talk about it like openly.
Okay. Well, do you want to tell everybody the big news? What our big life announcement is?
I can.
I mean, do you not want to do it? We don't have to do it. We can wait. Do you guys mind if we don't do it today?
No, sorry. I'll do it. I didn't know you wanted me to just say it. Sorry.
No, I mean, if you guys care if we don't do it?
Yeah,
I'm dying. Lindsay, you're killing me.
Lindsay, let us have it, baby.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Liv.
Yes.
Lindsay, don't answer till everybody goes around. What do you think the big announcement is?
I don't know. I think you could, I don't know, because I don't think you're getting a new dog, because I don't think you would ever have it, and I don't think she's pregnant, so I don't know what it could be. I think you guys are buying a house.
Yeah, I think it is definitely you're buying a house. I want baby, but I feel like that's too, it's not that, so
wow,
I feel like you're getting a house.
Two houses, and what do you got, Chops?
I think you guys are doing some sort of open relationship swinger thing, and you both have new partners.
And the winner this morning is Pork Chop. All right. Well, those are just a few possible options. Lindsay, why don't you tell everybody the exciting news?
We're buying a house.
Yay! That is exciting. We knew it.
And tell everybody why we're buying a house.
What?
Because we're having a baby. No, I'm kidding.
No.
We're not.
Oh, God. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would you do that? Especially to me. I love
babies. Mackenzie's crying right now.
Ah!
Because it makes sense. I don't know.
We'll get into it. Like, it is to us, it's a very big deal.
Congratulations,
I don't know about anybody else, but
we've
never owned anything in our lives, and we've busted our butts forever.
Aww.
And we finally, next Monday, officially closed. We've done all the inspections.
Yay!
I still feel like it's too early. I'm the most pessimistic person in the world, but we're like official. All we have to do is closing a week from today, and then we'll have a house.
I've got questions.
Yeah, me too. Who'd you use as your realtor? Because you know my boyfriend's a realtor.
Oh, no. I actually have a friend from work who is a realtor as well, so we used her.
Jewel Daddy was my backup plan.
No, you guys could just say you wanted to keep it a surprise, so you couldn't
use
anyone
on the
show.
I was so torn. For our next house.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one question. What's your question, Chops?
I literally just forgot it.
He's asking if him and his boyfriend can move.
Is there an extra room? Because I'm really good at cooking food.
Is this your first home?
First
so you've
home
never
ever.
Had a house?
Yep. Never had a house. Nope. I won't give my wife's age, but
I remember.
I'm 33, and I've worked my whole life, just like everybody else probably listening has, busting my butt, and it's a really big deal to me to finally be able to get a house.
That's so exciting.
This is so
congratulations.
Awesome.
Congratulations,
so
Lindsay.
I'm excited for the housewarming party.
Yes. Yes, have to have
definitely.
One.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
We'll have a stock the bar party, so bring something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chops.
I've got two questions. So in radio, they say.
Oh, why?
When you buy. Okay, fine. I'll skip
no,
that.
No, no, go ahead.
No, wait, this one's kind of goes
no,
with
no,
it.
No, no, no. I want to hear what you said
what,
first.
What about the psychic that said you're moving to Florida in a month? Like, or didn't she say you're moving to Florida?
I will never move to Florida, so maybe that's Joe's fortune, but that's one place I refuse to live.
I just was there for the weekend. That's a mistake because it was 87 in paradise and sunshine and everyone's happy and rolling in money. I was like, I love it. Anyway, side note, but tell us what you were going to say, Chops.
Yeah, no, I thought the psychic said that Joe's going to get a job offer in Florida, and they always say in radio when you buy a house, that's been...
Oh, God.
He's really bringing down
all right,
down
here, I'll
the
ask
excitement.
A positive question. What's the address?
I'm not putting out the address.
What part of our... I mean, is it close to where you live now?
Yeah, well, it's in Indianapolis, Indiana, so it is in Broad Ripple. It's an area there.
Oh, nice.
And it's actually very close to where we're at now, so that's kind of exciting. We don't have that far to move.
Now, how many homes did you look at when you were... starting the process.
Lindsay, why don't you tell her, tell Mackenzie?
I went to a few open houses. Joe came to a couple with me, and then he decided that was not fun for him. So I went to more than he did. But this was actually the first house that we officially looked at.
Aww. Wow. You just know, right? When it's the one.
Yeah.
Hey, so if you guys need help, like, moving, I will help you, and you don't have to pay me, since you guys have always been so nice, and I know Joe's cheap and doesn't want to probably use movers, so I will gladly help you.
That is a true friend.
Yeah,
Producer Pork Chop.
He helped me move, and he did great.
And I'm sure my boyfriend will help, too.
Moving, one of those things you find out who your true friends are.
Do you guys have insurance?
Will step up and help you.
Oh, you think I'm going to break something?
Yes!
No. You all trust right. me to watch your dogs, but not move your stuff.
Well, it's not that happens to the dog. It's a dog. But yeah, I mean.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot believe you just said that.
I trust you, Chops.
All right, cool. Well, hey, babe, thanks for coming on.
Congrats, Lindsay and Joe.
Thank you.
All right. Well, what do you guys think?
Exciting
stuff. Are you guys honestly let down that we're not pregnant?
Yes.
Well, that way you kind of did. I was like, this is a plot twist. Because you're like, and we're getting a new house, but I think you can make a baby in your new house. So great.
Well, I'm going to try. Hey, good morning, Joe Mackenzie. Who's
my
this?
My girl, Texas.
Oh, wow. Somebody's really excited about that one.